We are joined by a few mentoring organizations in Lincoln County. We are here with Community Connection and Teammates, both coordinators of their respective organizations. How are you guys?
Great.
And I guess happy mentoring month to you both.
Thank you. It's going by fast.
Yeah, I know. I feel like February always blitzes by. It's hard to believe it's already February 21st of this, the 21st day of this month. So let's get right into it. So mentoring, you guys have a few different events planned throughout the month and coming up in the near future, correct?
Yes, we do. So February, like you said, is National Mentoring Month. Our teammates' national office was awarded the REED grant, and part of that grant is going to communities that have multiple mentoring programs and kind of bringing them together just to let people know what both programs are about and promote mentoring in our community.
Fantastic, fantastic. And what are the details on these events?
So this coming Tuesday, February 27th at Venue 304 from 5:30 to 7, we'll have light hors d'oeuvres, some desserts, we'll show some videos and just promote Community Connections and Teammates both and see if you are interested in mentoring, what program best fits your schedule.
And if you would like to get involved with either of these programs or learn more about upcoming events, how can you do so?
Well, you can reach out to either one of us through the school. You can call your schools and they can direct you to us. But you can find us on Facebook as well. And you can call our offices. We are housed at Nebraska Glen Bank Community Connections is, and Teammates is at McKinley.
Yep. And you can go to teammates.org and learn everything that you need to know about Teammates and also sign up to mentor. Kind of the difference between the two is Teammates is a school-based mentoring program, so everything mm-hmm. happens at school or school activities, and Community Connections is community-based. But they serve kindergarten through
seventh grade, yes.
And we serve 3 through 12. Here at Teammates.
It's a little overlap, and
Yeah, and is there a certain age limit you have to be to mentor?
For Teammates, we like to have 8 years between whoever we match you with.
Okay.
But ultimately, if we match you with a third grader, we want you to stay with them until they graduate high school. That's big for us. You know, you're matched with one student. Typically for Teammates, you go during lunch. So if you have time to go through a drive-thru and pick up lunch, you have time to mentor.
Good.
Yeah.
That is a good comparison. Yeah. I like that. I like that a lot.
So we match you with a child. Also, we ask you to complete at least a year together. But our goal is also you to stay for the duration of their schooling. Mm-hmm. And then you can do things in the community. And we plan a couple group activities. So we're providing things for you to come and do all the time, including like going to the gym and working out. We do that together. We have a one night a month where we have dinner together. We plan things like kayaking and fishing and art classes. But the whole goal for both programs is just building the relationship with one child and providing support to them and giving them somebody outside of their family that they can talk to.
Absolutely. I always say that every child is one bad decision away from being at risk. And if we can put a positive mentor in their life, you know, I mean, that's why we're here, you know, mm-hmm. To promote mentoring. And those kids are the future of our community, and so whether school-based or community-based works best for you, we just want these kids to have mentors, period.
Yeah, makes total sense. Talking here with Community Connections and Teammates regarding National Mentoring Month, which is unfortunately 8 days away. We talked about it before the year that it seems like it's probably just flying by for you guys.
It is,
absolutely.
And looking ahead, is there any events you guys will partake in month of March?
No, not in the month of March. We do attend this Husker spring game every year, so our chapter will be going to that. Mentors and mentees get to ride the school bus and head up to Lincoln for the day, so that's always fun for us. That's a big event that we do at the end of the school year.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. We are, you know, continuing to do our group activities, and in March we will be making pinatas together.
Oh, fun!
And then those pinatas will be used for the Cinco de Mayo festival that will be May 5th downtown.
Okay, fantastic. And these group events, the organized group events, how often do you guys do those?
We haven't.
It's two a month.
Two a month, okay.
But usually it's usually more like four. And again, these are optional events, and these are things that just are to aid our mentoring pairs. As far as us together.
Yeah, I don't think that we've had a time where we've came together like this. And like I said, we need mentors. We want mentors from the community, and whether Community Connections or Teammates is best for you. Our event on the 27th, like I said, at Venue 304 at 5:30. You can learn about both programs and see which one best fits you and your schedule.
All right. And
we just need more people to commit to this, and our kids need it.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Awesome. Anything else you guys would like to share about National Mentoring Month or the near future of either Community Connection or Teammates?
No, we would just love to see people that are interested in mentoring come learn more about our programs.
Yep. All right. Just remind the listeners one more time how they can get in contact with either organization.
For Teammates, you can go to teammates.org and apply to mentor there. And there's a whole website that'll tell you all about our program.
Yeah. And you can find us on Facebook. Just look up Community Connections Mentoring. And the link is available there as well to sign up.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys stopping in, and happy National Mentoring Month.
Thank you.
Thank you.